Dear friends, this passage in the Word of God is one that is speaking about the circumstances of that day. It was the Apostle Paul refers to it as a time of distress. It was a time of that some of the Christians were being persecuted. There were troubles. And so here it is that the Apostle Paul speaks about singleness. And he says that it would be more convenient and a single person would be able to serve and to be able to do concentrate in the things of God than the one who is married. And so he is reasoning and arguing the case. He says that in verse 35, those that are single, they can then look upon the things of God without distraction. But what is the main thrust of this passage, friends, that we have read together? Earlier in the chapter, in earlier part of chapter 7, we are being told of the various questions that are raised concerning relationships, concerning marriage, and the Apostle Paul deals with that, and concerning divorce. But the overarching principle here is one of contentment. Contentment. He says, you are married. Are you content in that? Are you seeking to do your best to glorify God in that? If you're single, are you going to be content in that as long as it is the Lord's will for you? In the various parts of your life, as a husband, as a wife, as children, as grandparents, in your circumstances, when you're going through hardships, when a news has come to you and it is so hard to bear, when things are going well, when things are going pear-shaped, as we would say, how do we respond to these things? Here, the thrust of this passage is contentment and godliness. Contentment and godliness. How can we be content? In many things, dear friends, in this world, we cannot be content. We can't be content with sin. We can't be content with weakness, spiritual weakness. We covet to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian covets good things, godly things. But in our circumstances, the things that we have no control over, dear friends, we need the grace of God. We are living in a world that is filled with anxieties and cares. We are living in a world that there is a good weight upon people's minds and also expectations that people have of one another, which is so great. And what does the apostle say? We need the grace of God for contentment. And who gives us that? It's the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of God. He is the one who is our comforter. He is the one who is our helper. How do we have the Holy Spirit? How do we receive the Holy Spirit? This is where we come to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to know the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ, who then gives us of his Holy Spirit. Do you know Jesus Christ? It all goes back to him. Do you know him? Do you love him? Has he transformed you and changed you? If he has, then he gives you of his Spirit. Then the Word of God becomes a comfort to you. Then he can say to you, my grace is sufficient for you. When the weight of life and this world is so great and others are crumbling under it and you are ready to give up, you can go to him who knows your needs. Well, dear friends, here it is. And may the Lord bless his word to us. Amen. Let us pray.